a testament is in effect after men are dead. Jesus was born under the law to bring it to its end, which he did. And in the new covenant, which comes into effect after the death of the testator, people are born again. But it was not available so long as Jesus lived, because it was his death, resurrection, ascension, and offering that made it available. We have to have faith in Jesus and his deeds in order to experience the new birth. Think about that. The disciples did miracles. They trusted that Jesus was sent from God. And still they were not born again. That's why Jesus told them in John 16, "I must go away." He must go away because we must be born again. And we could not be born again unless he went away. So, we know for certain, based on God's revelation and simple reasoning that he's given us to use, that the disciples were not born again during the time that Jesus lived with them on the earth. And there's a couple more scriptures before I close this short session that I want to point out to you. One is in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, where Paul said, "If any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him." Now, Jesus, talking to his disciples during the Last Supper, said this, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter." He's talking about the Spirit, "that he may abide with you forever." And then he continued at the end of verse 17 to say this, listen, "For the Spirit of God, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Now, if Paul said, if a man does not have the Spirit of Christ within him, he doesn't belong to him, and Jesus was telling his disciples, the Spirit is with you, but he shall be in you, then when Jesus was talking with them, the Spirit wasn't in them. They were none of his. Jesus here was hinting at the fact that God was about to create a new nation, and we have to belong to that new nation that's created by the Spirit in order to belong to him. Now, we know that they were under the old covenant. The disciples were under the old covenant when Jesus was talking to them, so they belonged to God. But there was a change coming. Jesus said at one point, "Father, they were yours, but you have given them to me." Jesus, through the power of the Spirit, was about to create a new Israel. And he was telling those who wanted to hear it, you must be born into this new Israel. And the way to be born into this new Israel, according to what Paul says, and Jesus and others that we'll see, is to receive that Spirit that God would send after Jesus offered himself for the sins of the world. Jesus was saying to his disciples when he said, he's with you, but he will be in you, that they had not received the Spirit yet. If we would find out God's answer to when were the disciples born again, we must discover when did they receive the Spirit of God. To ask when were the disciples born again is to ask when did they receive the Spirit, because receiving the Spirit is belonging to God. It's being born again into that new nation. It's having your sins washed away. So when did that happen to the disciples? We'll look at that next time in our third lesson in the series of The New Birth.